We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Chavav Amud Aleph. Levi Iklalu Asra. Levi went to a certain town. Also, who gav lekamei? Some person came running to him with a complaint, a shaila. Amalei Kavon Planya. This person was Kavon. So lo have yod my kamalei. He didn't know what that meant. What does that mean? Also, Shalvei Midrasha. He went to ask in the Beis Medrash. Amalei. They told him, Gazlan. He means someone stole from him. Gazlan Amalach. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Pasuk Malachi, Hayikva Odom Alekim, are you going to steal from Hashem? Ki Atim Koyim Maisei, because you, the people are stealing from me. Vamartem, Vamekavanucha, Hamaisei Vachuma. The Pasuk says, how are you stealing from Hashem? By keeping back, holding back the Maisei and Chuma from the Kahanim Leviim, that's stealing from Hashem. You see, Loshon HaKiyikva is Loshon stealing. So now he knows what stealing is. If I would be there, I would try to figure out from context clues what it means. I would ask them, how does he cover you? With what was he cover you? You know, they say a gun, what it is. Why did he cover you? Umela havi adinon. It was embarrassing for him. We'll talk about it in a second. Umela havi adinon, and then I would know what it means. But what a lay behold. Levi held that maybe it's a milsa de suru saying something like a znus. You don't want to ask him any questions. That's when you want to ask him any questions. Like Kaponas Gemara says. Now, what the Pella of this Gemara, like similar to Moshe is asking, that Levi is a Meirav, and the biggest Amorim we have is a Talmud of a Tana. He's a Talmud of a Rebbe, actually. And he didn't know a Pasuk in Malachi. He didn't know a Taj Pasuk in Malachi. So there is a Gra, the Taisus Sanhedrin, Taisus in Babasra, that Kufu Gimel and Alf on top, that says that sometimes they weren't such a Bekim in Psukim. And that will be arrived in this Gemara. They weren't such a big key in Pesukim. See, it's a Pasuk Gazach. He didn't know it was Pasuk. And could be that's why he didn't want to ask, because maybe he knew it was a Pasuk. He remembers it was a Pasuk, but he forgot what it meant exactly. It was embarrassing to ask what it is. And that's the Rishash really has a whole stick of Torah about this, because he's bothered by this question. How did he know Pesach in this Pasuk? The Rishash has a long Torah. Doesn't say it doesn't bring down his Taisus. The Rishash is a long time. The big kasha. What happened? What's Pshat? He knows. He's the Chara Tema Alevi Shliyoda Mikra. That's the Rishash ask. So that's the Gemara says. Right. Lo Yehavi Yad Rabbanu Ma'is Serugim. It says in the second Megillah, Karos Serugim. You're not Yaitza. You are Yaitza. So it says there Serugim. What does Serugim mean? They didn't know. They wanted to know what it meant. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh had a Amsa, had a maid servant who. She was in charge of the house, and she obviously knew what she's talking about. Shamua la Amsa, the Bei Rebbe, the Chazizah Rabbanon, to have an Eili Piskifis. Because they heard the Amsa Rebbe, that when the Rabbanon came for Shir, and they used to come late, they used to come in groups, not at the same time, Amru Lahu, she told them, Amasei Atim Nechnas from Serugim, Serugim. When you keep on coming in, Serugim, Serugim. So the Chab, that means, piece by piece, that's what Serugim means. Lo Yavi Yad Rabbanon, Mayi Chal Gulgois. They didn't know what it meant. Chalagulgulayst. It's a Yuma. It's a Gemara in Yuma. It says Kol Shivas Yom Lo Yava Lo Yichla Hashum Vachalgulayst. So you know what it meant. So yeah, Yom Echad Shamu La Amsa Devei Rabbi. The one who heard the Amsa of Devei Rabbi, the Chazla He Gavra, the Kamavade Parpachine. She saw a certain Talmud spreading out this Parpachine, throwing it out. Omer Leyad Mosa Atva Fazu Chalagulusach. How much longer you spread out your your chagul. So what is this chagul? They knew what it was. It's parpachini. What is parpachini? It's a certain type of yarek. It's called a rocket plant. I think it's tied in English. Not that now you know what it is, but it's a different type of spice. And they learned it from Amsa the Rabbi. Lehavi yad rabban rabban no tied in the pasuk. My what's found in the pasuk in Mishlei? It's talking about the Torah actually. It says salsala v'sarim mecha techabed chakis techabekena. What the pasuk means like this: that if you salsala, if you learn the Torah like you dig and you're like looking for a hidden treasure, and you learn Torah like that, it'll pick you up. If you mechabed the Torah, if you hug the Torah techabekena, then it'll be mechabed you, make you more mechabed. But they know what salsala means. That was Amr Lahu Gavra. He saw one of the Lahu Gavra wasn't a Talmud. This guy, because he had a big chub. Lahu Gavra, like a hafich besare. He was playing with his hair. Amr Lei Ad Mosay At Masalas Masaracha. Until when he could play with you here? You're a man after all. Until when he could play with you here? That's what he told him. So because you see, Salsla means digging and playing around with it. So he said, the Torah, I said, Sal's not supposed to be the Torah, now the here. So the Torah, then I'll pick you up. You learn the Torah more, more Taisus, more Rishonim, then you're gonna, then that's what makes you, that makes you, picks you up. So the one of our Rabbanon, the Rabbanon didn't know what my Pshah, what's Pshah in the Pasuk, the Samtia Lemirish. Hashem is talking about destroying Bavel, and says, I'm going to be Matatesia b'matate. What does that mean? Yom Echad, Shemuel Amstabe Rebbe, that was Om L'Chavrata, she was telling her friend, Shakuli Tatisa, take this broom, Matate Beis, and sweep the house. You see, it means to sweep, and by Bavel means Hashem is going to sweep it clean, it's going to be completely destroyed. Lo Yav Yad Rabbanim, wasn't Pshat in the Pasuk at this. My What's Pshat upon Tillim? Hashleich al Hashem Yehavacha, v'hu yichak alecha. What does Yehavacha mean? Amar Rav Barbachana, Yehim Echad Avazdina v'had Dehutaya. I was often walking next to a certain Arab, Havadrina Tuna, I was holding a heavy package. V'amalin, he told me, Shekol Yehavach v'shal de'agam loy. Take your package and put it on my camels. You see, Yehavacha means your load. Throw on Hashem your load and he'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about it, Hashem will take care of you. That's what Yehavacha means. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, more in the halachas of Shofar. Last Mishnah said all Shofars are kosher besides Sephara. In this Mishnah, it's going to say which Shofar is used as lechatchila. That's how the Rosh learns. That these halachas here are just lechatchila because the last Mishnah said any Shofar is kosher. But now we're going to say which one is used as lechatchila. So Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shel Ya'al. According to the Mishnah, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah is used from a behemoth called a Ya'al. It's an ibex. Pashut, and to be straight. Upiv Mitzupazav, and the mouth was covered zav. This is in the Beis HaMikdash. Ushtei chad choyshes min atzdad. When he blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Beis HaMikdash, the piv was mitzupa zav. Ushtei chad choyshes min atzdad. And they also blew trumpets at the same time. It means there's someone blowing shofar, and he was flanked by two people blowing trumpets. Shofar marach, the shofar goes longer. V'chad choyshes min chad choyshes, and the chad choyshes is shorter. Shemitzis hayem v'shofar, because the mitzvah that day is v'shofar. With tiny eyes. And the minig was also on a tiny seabird, let's say for the rain, they also blew shofar. Then they used Vishal's charm, they used the ayil, kefufim, and it was bet, upiem metzupa kesef, and the mouth was covered with silver, v'shtechat soyses b'emsa, and two trumpets in the middle, and the outside two shofars. Shofar mekatze, v'chat soyses mirichos, the shofar was short, and the trumpets were longer. Shemitzis ayyem v'chat soyses, because the mitzvah of the day is to blow chat soyses. What about Yovel? Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah. Yovel is once every 50 years is Yovel. After 49 years, is the 50th year is Yovel. And on Yom Kippur, they blow shofar. What type of shofar do they use? The Mishnah says, Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah. The shofar on Rosh Hashanah is the same, Yovel the same as Rosh Hashanah, because it's learned that from Gzeira Shava. That's what Rashi learns. Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah, the Tekiyah v'Lebrachas. The same type of shofar, and also they do the brachas, which means they say malchias, zechreinus, and shofars on Yom Kippur. It's a good trivia question. When do you ever say malchias, zechreinus, and shofars on Yom Kippur? It's once in 50 years on Yovel. And Pashas also, because part of Gzeira Shava. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Rosh Hashanah taken Mishal Zecharim, the opposite. He says, not Mamash, the opposite. He says, not like the Tanakhama. Rosh Hashanah used a ayil, over Yovelois, Mishal Yehelim. And a Yovelos use a ibex. He doesn't say what you use for a tainus. But he says Rosh Hashanah is a zcharim, and Yovelos have a different din, a ye'elim. So I think the Gemara will elaborate more on these shittas. Rav Levi, mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim b'kfufim. The mitzvah is that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim use a kfufim. V'shel kol Hashanah b'pshutim. And all year round, which means for tiny yois, use a straight one. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that use a straight one on Rosh Hashanah, and on a tiny use a kufim. Here it's the opposite. And stand the Rosh was dying Lashon mitzvah. That you see, that's why it's just a mitzvah these halachas. But make any shofar is kosher.
Again, the difference between this Mishnah and last Mishnah. This one talked about Rosh Hashanah. Last Mishnah was
talking about all. Well, it says all shofars are kosher. Means even Rosh Hashanah. All shofars are kosher. Here it's saying mitzvah. Which one specifically is used? It's obviously the one Rosh Hashanah last Mishnah because Inka taken as the neger. Remember, Inka taken as the neger. It's different from Rosh Hashanah. It's all shofars. Yeah, bring the maravat nan. What? No, any time it's a kapara. So, matnan. So, for the marakasha, what heck are Levi Agar on our Mishnah? We said Levi was a pretty big amira, but it was amira. Matnan, our Mishnah says shevet Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yal pashut. They use a pashut, and here Levi's saying use a kufim. So, the Gemara, He says like the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, the Tan. Rabbi Yehuda, Rishana, he take him and shows charem kufim. Or he violates. He goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that on Rishana you is kufim. I can ask me, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says yivlois is shalyelim. And look at Levi. Rabbi Levi says mitzvah shal Rishana shikapurim kufim. So you have to say, like Rashi speaks out, he only holds of the first part of Rabbi Yehuda, but he holds yivl. It's a Gzeres Shava, therefore it has the same din as Rosh Hashanah, so they both will be Kefufim, and this is how we paskin. This is how we paskin. Let Hilchas Krav Yehuda, Gemara speaks this out, let's say Lachla Krav Yehuda, Yom Hilchas Krav Yehuda, Avimina Filo Shal Yavon Ami Krav Yehuda, Sfilei. Kamash Vlo, no. There's only the Gabi Rosh Hashanah, like Gabi Yevil. Now, I just want to speak out that the Metzias is, an ibex horn is also curved. It's not a straight horn, it goes back also. And this really is very similar to Ayah. Ayah is twisted, it's not even bent. So what's the difference? So the people who go through this stuff have different pshatim. One of them pshatim are that the ibex horn, most of it is solid horn. It's not hollow. Usually a horn has a bone in it, and that makes it hollow. So the ibex, most of it is solid. Only the beginning part near the head is hollow, and that part is straight. So usable part of the shofar is straight. Masheken ha'ayel has much more space that's open, that's hollow, and there it's much easier to have a curved shofar out of an aisle than a yael. So, what's the beer of machlekes? We have machlekes here, really, if Rosh Hashanah was kafuf, or the other ones were kafuf, or Rosh Hashanah was straight. Micah mitfigi. Marsavar, Rosh Hashanah, Levi holds, Rosh Hashanah, kama de kaiv incha daite tve, miley. The more a person is he submits himself to Hashem, the better it is. And if he's bending down, but tefillah, and the shofar represents tefillah, that's better. And therefore, we need kfufim. But yoiv lois, for example, yoiv lois, you can hold, not like that. Rehuda says, let's say that you do Rosh Hashanah with a kufim, yoiv lois shal yelim, because yoiv will be different, because yoiv is to free the avadim. Free the avadim, it can be straight. But Agmar's lashon is a little different. Mar says, Rashi Nagaris is lashon. We have a kapurim. Kama the pasha inish daite tvei miley. The more a person is straight, the better it is. The more he's calm, whatever that means. Rashi doesn't have his gersa. Umasava brashana kama the pasha inish daite tvei. The other man the Yama holds brashana. You use the yal, which is our mishnah holds that the more a person is straight, is better brashana. Because it says in the pasuk nisal aveinu el kapayim, pick up your heart towards your hands, which means it goes up, stand straight. That's better than tefillah. Stand straight. That's why it's straight. With tiniest, come the kaiv is not very male. And for tiniest, it's better to be kafuf, like it says on Mishnah. Tiniest are kafuf, and a fetus man yevil will be the same because yevil has exeris shava. But tiniest, it's better if it's kafuf. Rashi learns since it's knufya, we want to make a heker to be different. Akaponim, that's what our Gemara says. So akaponim, what comes out is machlekes or Rosh Hashanah's shofar if it's kafuf or not. Levi holds his kafuf, and that's how he paskin. Therefore, lechatchila, you should use a shofar kafuf. For lemaisa, b'di'eved, and like we said, any shofar really is kosher. At the end of the day, that's the halacha, that any shofar b'di'eved is kosher. If we have a minute here, we'll just read the lashon in Shulchan Aruch. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, mitzvase b'shel ayil v'kafuf. Or b'di'eved, kol ha-shofar es ksherim, b'em shutim b'em kufim, or mitzvah v'kufim yaisim b'em shutim. So sometimes you see in these pictures, these long shofars, these twisted shofars, that's not lechatchila Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to use that. Rosh Hashanah uses dafka ayil and a kafuf one, not that long shofar, but b'di'eved, if you have nothing else, you can use that shofar.